You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Thousands of people broke a world record by gathering together in a small town all dressed as Smurfs.
Is that where we're at now?
Really? I thought you would be in support of this, Steve.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just kind of like, really? Okay.
Not a lot there. It's like peanuts.
Yeah.
Smurfs are just, okay.
Well, the thing is with the Smurf, is you can be your own Smurf.
Sure.
You know, as long as you just paint yourself blue and maybe have a red hat.
Wait, so I don't have to be one of the characters. And they cover most of the basics,
I thought,
right?
Papa Smurf's the only one with a red hat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Everybody else got a white hat.
You
right?
get to be Papa, huh?
Yeah. Damn right.
You're going to go out there with a red hat and tell people you're not Papa Smurf.
No, I'm Daddy
Those
Smurf.
Those Smurfs. That's your Smurf.
I'm not calling you Daddy Smurf.
No, you're not.
Hey, Daddy Smurf.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy Smurf.
Daddy Smurf.
I might watch the Smurfs and introduce that character.
Who was the big evil guy? Gargamel?
Gargamel, yeah.
I mean, I watched the Smurfs a lot as a kid. But I
never did watch the Smurfs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's your point, man? Like, did they do anything, or was it just that they're Smurfs and this dude Gargamel does not like them?
Yeah, there was drama in every episode. I feel like it was mostly with Gargamel.
All right.
Or whose turn it was with Smurfette. Okay, that's not real. But I'm just saying.
It's my night tonight.
They just tag out when one goes out the door. All right.
Yeah.
Send in Daddy.
That's the end of the line right there. Experts have studied the science behind having a aha moment. Turns out that your brain actually creates a unified network that strengthens memory formation. Basically, what they said is that having an aha moment helps you learn a lot better than gradually learning the material.
Okay.
And That makes sense.
You tend to remember your aha moment. Well, like, you know, my kid can sit in school for 3 years. And they're going through different math equations as they go through it. And
right.
then there's just this one equation. For whatever reason, they get it and it made sense of everything. And
right.
you can kind of see the aha.
And that's the thing, is that you have that aha moment that kind of locks in the full understanding of it.
All
Look,
things.
I can teach you that 2 plus 2 equals 4 all day, and I'll get you to regurgitate that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
But it doesn't mean anything.
Right, but up until you have two apples and then you say, wait a minute, I need two more. And you go, oh my God, there's four apples in my hand. Like,
that's what they're talking about.
There it is.
So. Remember, I pissed my kids off when they were much younger, and they're telling 1 + 1 = 2, all that kind of stuff. Good for them to know. We had a little eyedropper. How many drops of water is that? They're like, one. So I dropped another drop directly on top, and they're like, well, that's still one. I said, but it's two.
That's right.
They were very confused, and I didn't have an answer for them. I'm like, honestly, I don't know what to tell you. We know it's two drops, but to anyone else, that's one drop.
Correct. Correct. France has announced plans to open up a high-security prison on their territory in the Amazon jungle.
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah. That feels like the French Alcatraz. Like, okay, yeah, good job. You got out of the high security prison. Now you're in the middle of the Amazon jungle.
You really pissed them off.
No kidding, dude.
Well, France was kind of famous way back in the day for having, like, those island prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they still got the turf over there, so they're like, oh, no, we're building this, man.
Right.
I don't think that's really fair to the people that live there, though.
They didn't ask.
It doesn't matter. It's their territory.
It's our territory.
I mean, it's kind of a massive thing going on in Australia right now.
What's that now?
Well, they have like their Memorial Day.
Okay.
But they have some, over the years, they've added indigenous people doing like a welcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And then like a lot of these, I'm assuming kind of whiter, I don't want to say white supremacist, but they're like, why do I need an indigenous inviting me? Like, I grew up here. I fought for the country. It's like, right, but they were here first.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like having a Native American start a thing and be like, oh, all right, we're like, we're all cool now. Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, right, like, he's right. He was here. We just kind of took it over.
Sure.
Exactly.
So I feel like we've kind of seen it doesn't work out that well. And France is like, oh, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Build a jail.
Right? Like, I don't know. If I'm living there and I don't know modern technology, I'd be like, I'd probably throw whatever weapon I have.
What I got at you. Yeah.
That's what they're counting on. They're like, please escape.
Yeah, right.
See how that works. You'll be clamoring to get back in
there. Exactly. A new study has found that preschool boys that watch violent television are more likely to become aggressive, mischievous teens.
You don't say.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
hey, who's showing violent TV to a preschooler?
Bad parents.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, who's showing that to the... The most violent thing I saw was probably Looney Tunes.
Correct.
Yeah, but they came back to life. It wasn't real, and you knew that.
Yeah, I also know don't stick a piece of dynamite in my mouth and think it's a cigar.
Right.
Don't jump off of cliffs.
It wasn't a good thing that happened to these folks.
Don't order anything from Acme.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It won't work.
Well, and that, you know, parental advisories that came out there, because half the time there was parents that just didn't know what it was that their kids were consuming.
Yeah.
You know, Grand Theft Auto. You had kids that were playing Grand Theft Auto because that, for whatever reason, the name Grand Theft Auto didn't trigger anything in those parents. But it's the popular game.
Stealing.
Right.
Not beating up hookers.
Exactly.
I remember my kid was young when he asked about it.
Running for them cops.
No, man. I said, no, look, he had some violent video games. But I said, look, that one's just a little different based on her storyline.
Exactly.
Like, that's all, man.
Right. No. You get to still be Mario and jumping on Koopas, man. Well,
you can shoot people.
We'll upgrade later.
You just can't just get out of a car and beat up a hooker. That's all. That's where I draw the line. You want to shoot that guy? Go ahead.
There can't be a bloody scene on the sidewalk. NASA issued a warning that the sun is rotating one of its most active faces toward us in the coming days, which may cause some blackouts.
Oh, they've been saying that for about a week now.
Yeah.
So,
but it's like for really coming now.
No, we really mean it.
And I think they said like Thursday is when we're supposed to get those things zapped out.
I mean, the blackouts are the worst thing. I'm like, all
right. Right.
So what's it do? Just like spit stuff out at us?
Pretty much. A lot of solar activity, a lot of flares and whatnot that are all, you know, the solar storms. That's what it is.
Right.
Solar storms.
Solar storms.
Space solar storms 25.
Space weather. A new study found
Are you prepared?
What kind of umbrella do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
We got Jim Cantore on the sea.
Yeah, buy these.
All right, you know, if local news could, they would send their anchor to the sun.
Damn right.
Right? I mean, like, you hear something about a court case. They do it with hurricanes. They do it with court cases where I'm watching the 11 o'clock news. Why is this anchor standing outside of the goddamn courthouse?
Why do they have
to
be there?
The court case has been done for 6 hours.
Right.
He's standing there at night. The only people around him are probably pooping their pants. And I'm like, we know what a courthouse looks like.
Right.
He does not need to be there.
Look, if you open up the window and you see that it's storming outside, your first thought is not, I'm going to go out there. Yet news agencies, for whatever reason, are like,
get out there.
Send Steve out there. We go out there to these hurricane gale winds.
You got
to
do it.
You got
to. I get the courthouse thing. It's already over.
That's so stupid.
And the man or woman has to go, totally different scene here 4 hours ago. Like, all right.
We understand
that. But like when it's snowing, I like it. Like, yeah, show me those roads. Like, I have no idea, Mike. There could be a foot in Redmond. I need somebody over there.
I need somebody.
I need eyes on it. I need a camera.
Telling me doesn't help. I need to see it.
Yeah. What am I just supposed to believe it?
I need some minimum wage schlep out there.
Yeah.
Telling me that the roads are dangerous. I know because I drove here.
You know that's what it is. It's the new guy or new girl.
Yes.
She just got out of college and it's like, so there's some solar activity. We need to send you to the sun.
Yeah, you're going to the sun.
Yeah. We only have three reporters.
There's animals attacking people from the woods. We need you to go out there and tell them how dangerous it is.
Take some raw meat. We want to see one of the animals.
Make it move.
Right. Go buy drugs from that guy.
That guy.
Let's see how bad Third Ave is.
A new study found that sleep regularity matters just as much as sleep duration.
Okay.
So basically, you can sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., If you're sleeping all the way through, that's a hell of a lot better than if you're waking up at midnight, you're waking up at 2, you're waking up at 3, you're waking up at 4.
Okay.
Granted, you do fall right back asleep, but when you wake up, it is disrupting the rest that you're supposed to be getting.
I mean, they tell you this stuff, but it's like, you do recognize, like, I'm not setting my alarm for an hour and a half after I fall.
Right.
My body, that's supposed to have my back, woke me up, and if I don't have to go to the bathroom or something, like, whatever, body, what... What?
What's the deal?
What, I'm tired. We got right. that. I'm already in bed. It's dark. Can we just go
I'm
back
doing
to
all
sleep?
The right stuff.
Right.
Right.
But it still doesn't work out all the time.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier today that you're not supposed to have a clock that shows you the time in your room because it'll you know,
stress
you out. So will this study.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm not sleeping.
Right. Like, you have no control over that. I woke up because my body decided to wake up.
Right.
I didn't ask it to wake it up.
I would prefer if it just ran right through to 6.
Yeah.
Damn it. Staff at the National Zoo in D.C. are reporting, quote-unquote, flirtatious behavior with their pandas.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they add them?
What does that mean?
One?
They fall on a chair?
With visitors? I see you taking my picture.
Yeah, look at this thing tumbling down the hill. Those are the ones they just put in there.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And they're already bumping some uglies.
Well, I mean, they're animals.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's kind of what they do, man.
Come on, mama.
They don't care if you're looking.
We're like, voyeurs. Do you stop hitting on women if you're single because you've traveled? No, it's more exciting.
Right.
They're
probably so a new like, location.
Hey!
Right, I've been locked up. It's just been me and my buddy as bears. And then it's like you drop in a lady bear. Like, yeah, we're going to flirt with her.
Are they flirting or are they having sex?
I think they're flirting. It's flirtation.
How can
behavior.
You tell when a panda's flirting? Would you buy her a martini? I mean, like.
It twerks.
You get when they're about to get it on.
You know I've got 4 Pandas Expresses.
I got 4 chains.
Doing open. Pretty well for myself.
Doing good, man.
Just got
egg roll for you. Egg roll? No.
It is bad. We're talking about real pandas, and I am kind of thinking about orange chicken.
He can get it. That's why that'd be my move, dude. I'm the panda for Panda Express.
Hey, baby, wants a broccoli?
What do you need? What do you need? Lo mein?
Crab rangoon?
I can do that.
Yeah, they live in D.C. They don't need authentic Chinese.
Nah, they're going to Ben's Chili Bowl.
They would house them.
I'm in D.C. now, bro.
Right. In South Wales, a 300 British pound fence turned into a bankruptcy for a 79-year-old woman, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Before we get to the shot, quick shout out to Mr. Jacob Pruss. Keep doing what you're doing. It does.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Not go unnoticed. You know who you are. Now, today we chose 3 Chinese women that were visiting South Korea. Now, as it turns out, I did not know this, but South Korea, the plastic surgery clinics, they are renowned as some of the best in the world. So,
most plastic surgery in the world.
Really?
It's South Korea.
Huh. I did not know that. Yeah. Okay, so if you're in China, it's a neighbor. And no surprise that women from other Asian countries like China regularly fly to South Korea to get work done on their faces. Now, the problem is that a few of them, they just stop at the nose jobs or the facelifts or the Botox, but some of them completely remodel their faces. And that's when the trouble began for our three travelers, because passing through airport customs with these plastic surgery certificates that they give you, usually that's good enough. However, in this particular case, their faces had changed so much that China could not recognize them either through the computer facial recognition or their passport. I saw a picture of one of them. They look entirely different. So basically, your body needs some time to recover from the plastic surgery. So if nothing else, you're going to end up being swollen. But these ladies left the day after the plastic surgery. So not only were they swollen, they also had bandages wrapped around their faces and heads. Now keep in mind, they are the women. But again, facial recognition said, I do not know who this wow. is. It did not match the passport. They're like, we can't let you through. So far, we're on day three of these women just stuck in a South Korean airport trying to get back home to China.
Yeah, I just found that out a couple of weeks ago. That's the number one country for plastic surgery.
I don't know. Just read that today. Apparently, that's the place to go. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.